And it's time now for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Okay, before we get to my exclusive interview with Bert Kreischer, which I don't want to oversell it. I mean, we just talked for just a little while.
That's huge.
It's fine. I mean, it was talking to him, which is cool.
That guy's huge.
Got a picture made with him.
Funny.
I've seen him in concert before.
Really, in person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was he shirtless?
I can't remember where this was. Jake and I went to go see him somewhere, and it was, we were on a road trip.
Was it Phoenix last year? You guys went to see some comedian last
year. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. And he was shirtless the whole time. He's kind of a heavyset guy, but he just takes his shirt off at the beginning of the show and does his whole...
He is funny.
That coming up in just a few moments. But did you know that Brock Purdy was asked about the thing that P1s kill me about on Twitter because they think he looks like Lee Harvey Oswald?
Does Brock Purdy know who that is?
Okay, so someone asked him about it at media night. And Brock Purdy responded. And I'm watching his response. I don't think he knows who Lee Harvey Oswald is.
I don't find that too surprising.
And hey, I get it. History, time moves on, and you're young. You got other things on your mind. You may have not even learned about the Kennedy assassination too much. I don't think that young people would even learn about it if they wasn't for a conspiracy, if they don't get into the whole, conspiracy internet rabbit hole. Why would they even care who Lee Harvey Oswald is? But someone asked him, and I'll play you his response.
You and Lee Harvey Oswald circling around the internet right now. People think you two look alike. Did you ever hear that before?
I haven't. That's my first time hearing it. Yeah.
What do you think about that comparison? Physical comparison.
I don't know.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Saying, who is that again? Yeah. Should I say it's cool or not?
He doesn't know who it is. I don't think.
Or maybe he does, and therefore he didn't know what to say about it. Like,
all right. If you knew who it was, don't you immediately say, no, man, I don't even want to touch that.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Well, look at that picture there. Doesn't that really look like Lee Harvey Oswald?
That one up there, it looks like it when Lee Harvey got it in the gut with a 38 from Ruby.
Yeah, it does.
Jeez. Someone texted me that Jack Ruby once managed the Longhorn Ballroom.
He did. When I went down to see the Longhorn Ballroom a couple weeks ago, his safe is there.
Jack Ruby's safe is there.
Yeah. I touched it.
Is it for sale?
And,
oh, gosh.
Radio Superstar.
And it's closed and nobody knows the combo. What's in it?
I know what the combo is.
You probably do.
11/24/1963.
The day after.
No, oh, two days after. It's when he killed Oswald.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, that's interesting. I'd love to go see Jack Ruby safe.
Yeah.
See what's in it. The real evidence of the true case.
Could be.
Okay, and then also, before we get to the Bert Kreischer interview, this story about Toby Keith. I told you the first one about Toby Keith and Taylor Swift and about how he was instrumental in bringing her to the public consciousness because his record label signed her.
This doesn't involve the chicks, does it?
No, but Toby Keith got into it with the chicks.
I know. But upon his passing, the back and forth between Toby Keith fans and Chicks fans is just...
Oh,
the
really?
The guy died. Yeah, can we all just go, well, I'm sorry, his life has ended, and just move on? And not like...
So the argument there is that he got really mad at the Dixie Chicks, or, I'm sorry, just the Dixies.
No.
Well, Chicks is offensive too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just...
They're talking about the birds.
That musical group.
Yep.
Anyway, so after the Chicks were performing in somewhere in Europe, and they said, just say I'm not. President Bush doesn't represent all Americans, or whatever they.
Yeah.
Natalie Maines said about President Bush.
That's why the fake Natalie Maines still calls our show and says, just so you all know.
It was during the Iraq War, and it was after 9/11.
Yeah.
temps were running high.
They were.
And Toby Keith's writing boot in your ass songs about the Statue of Liberty, who gets into...
We'll put a boot in your ass.
Gets into... Is it fisting?
No.
She was...
No.
Shaking her fist in the air. I thought that's what you call it.
No.
And then he criticized the chicks. They get into it. So after Toby Keith dies, the fandoms are going back and forth. Yelling at each other.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, here's another story about Toby Keith, who is an Oklahoma legend, passing away at the age of 62. Have you heard the story of Toby Keith and Kris Kristofferson?
No.
Okay, this was in Rolling Stone. And there's some debate as to whether or not this is a true story or not. But it was reported in Rolling Stone by the ticket's own Ethan Hawke, the actor who wrote a story for Rolling Stone about a wild verbal altercation that he witnessed back in 2009, I think is when this article was published. But it was at Willie Nelson's 70th birthday party that had occurred 6 years prior, in 2003. And Ethan writes about it in 2009 in Rolling Stone. He says that he was a guest at Willie's 70th birthday party, along with another of other celebrities like Elvis Costello, Norah Jones, Paul Simon.
Wow.
But Keith was really, said that he had already burst onto the scene with Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue and Beer for My Horses.
That's
which
what
he did
with
Willie.
Uh-huh.
So the night of the concert, Keith, who Ethan Hawke did not name, he just said, called him the star who had a monster radio hit about bombing America's enemies back into the Stone Age.
Generic.
So everyone knows it's Toby Keith. Toby walks past Willie and Kris, who were standing together, and tells Willie, happy birthday. And then he makes a snarky comment to Kris Kristofferson, saying, none of that lefty S out there tonight, okay, Kris?
Uh-oh.
Well, Kris Kristofferson didn't take kindly to this. And for those who don't know, Kris Kristofferson... great songwriter.
Amazing.
Classic country. I mean, he's written some fantastic songs. Friends with Willie and Waylon and all those dudes. Part of the Highwaymen with Johnny. Kris didn't take kindly to it. And he responds, what the F did you just say to me?
Oh, no.
Bitch. Willie knew that Toby Keith had struck a nerve. And he says, oh, no. Okay, don't get Kris all riled up. And Toby Keith said, you heard me.
Oh, no.
And he starts to walk away, and Kris Kristofferson says, don't turn your back to me, boy.
Oh, no.
Keith says, I don't want any problems, Kris. I just want you to tone it down. Well, Kris Kristofferson is a former Army Ranger and a helicopter pilot. Like, Kris Kristofferson, you study his life, he is, I guess... but certainly was back then a badass.
Yeah.
Incredible singer-songwriter, a Rhodes Scholar, and an Army Ranger who could pilot his own helicopter. In fact, he landed a helicopter one time out on Johnny Cash's front lawn to deliver him a tape of songs when he was wanting to get signed.
Wow.
Yeah. Kris Kristofferson. Don't mess with Kris Kristofferson. And he was into bodybuilding. Also was a huge Hollywood star because he was starred in the Star Is Born.
He was incredible.
Yeah. So yeah. Kris is mad about it.
Makes me feel like such a substandard male.
He says he says to Toby, you ever worn your country's uniform? Don't what me,
board.
You heard the question. You just don't like the answer. Have you ever served your country? The answer is no, you have not. Have you ever killed another man? Have you ever taken another man's life and then cashed the check your country gave you for doing it? No, you have not.
Damn.
So shut the... F up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Wow. Yeah.
Then he told those nearby, after he dressed down Toby Keith, according to the story, you know what Waylon Jennings said about guys like him? They're doing to country what pantyhose did to... And then he has another word for going to third base with a woman.
Oh, boy.
This is very, very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
Very, very sensitive language here. So that's the story that Ethan Hawke reported in Rolling Stone. Now, Later at the ACM Awards, Toby Keith blasted Ethan Hawke for writing that article and said it was completely false. He said, I don't know Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke wanted to do some kind of superficial Rolling Stone article, and he did everything he could to make his story the greatest story ever in Rolling Stone, and it was fictitious. It was a fictitious blanking lie. And Chris Christopherson said he didn't remember this happening. He didn't disavow that it happened. He said he didn't remember it happening. Chris Christopherson's wife seemed to remember that it did happen.
That something along those lines happened.
But Chris Christopherson and Toby Keith were fine afterwards, and even, you know, they posed for pictures afterwards, and it was no big deal.
It doesn't sound like Toby Keith or anybody else in country music who would just, like, pick a fight with Chris Christopherson.
I know.
I mean, that doesn't really make sense.
Especially like Toby Keith, who was a songwriter himself.
Yes, it's not
like
who understands all that.
A guy that sung somebody else's songs.
Yeah, he knows exactly who Chris is.
You have mad respect for Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
But if Toby Keith was drunk or something and emotions were running high at the time, I don't know.
Wow.
And what year was that?
That happened in 2003, so a couple years after
Toby's
9/11.
Riding high on the "We'll Put a Boot in Your Ass,"
right.
And he may have been...
Yeah.
You know, feeling chest puffed out.
Mm-hmm. So who knows if it's true or not, but it's another fantastic tale from the illustrious life of Toby Keith and Chris Christopherson, who's still with us, by the way. And that's one that I really want to see before he passes away.
I can't believe you haven't seen him.
I know. I never saw him, and I never saw Waylon either. And you know Waylon's one of my favorites. All right. Bert Kreischer. I run into him at media night, and... Corby is the guy who's talking to him first, I think. Corby wasn't interviewing him, but I jump in with an interview question.
Bert, what are you doing here?
I'm just walking around.
No, I'm doing MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Like with anybody in specific, or are you just...
Just me, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. That's all I have for you. I have no more questions.
Oh, that was a question.
I have a question for your fans in Dallas.
Sure.
Kennedy assassination, your pet theory.
Oh. Well, I'm late to the old assassination game. I didn't learn about the Zapruder film until everyone knew about it.
You mean like just a few months ago?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't read a lot. I think it was done by the CIA. I don't think there's any way Lee Harvey Oswald could have accomplished it all this else. And I will say, as a kid from Florida, I think the Bonanno family had something to do with it.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know who owns Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub?
The Traficante family. Who?
Do you know who owns Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub?
No. Is it Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures?
No, it's this effing weirdo.
You have it?
Yeah.
I own his bathtub.
How'd you get his bathtub?
They were tearing down his apartment, so I went in and took it.
I always wondered who gets that shit.
Yeah.
Like when they're
looking at it. You're looking at it. It's me. I lay in the bathtub and I do my Unabomber manifestos on a typewriter. And
how much fun would planning an assassination be in that bathtub? Just pull out your leaf. You know what?
Yeah.
I got big ideas.
Yeah. You know, every once in a while, reach down, tug on it a little bit. You know, it's fun.
Hell yeah.
All right. So that's your Kennedy assassination. You think it's a CIA with help from the mafia?
With the help of the mafia, the Tampa mafia exclusively. I think Robert Kennedy. His brother, unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm bad with conspiracy theories. Like, I still think that...
You certainly haven't made any enemies with that theory that you just threw out there. CIA.
Yeah, by the way, I got the new Robert Kennedy on speed dial, so I'll be getting a call from him shortly.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, you got to get going. Appreciate it so
take
much.
Care. Thank you.
I'm going to take you to write the Thanksgiving bit, the drinking, smoking bit.
Corby's asked about writing different bits. How long did it take you to write that bit?
What about that bit?
So that's his theory, the mob. And I think it's kind of interesting the way he refers to Robert Kennedy Jr. as the new Robert Kennedy. It's Robert Kennedy Jr.
Right. The new Robert Kennedy.
The new Robert Kennedy.
Speaking of mob, have you heard his routine on robbing the train with the Russian mob?
It's
funny? Insane. Yes, it's really funny.
Okay, all right.
What do you think of
his
claim
Kreischer.
That there is no way that Lee Harvey could have acted alone?
You know what I think of that claim.
I don't. I don't think I've ever
heard
him.
Why didn't you get into it with him? Why didn't you say, listen,
he's so definitive about that.
It's people who only know half the story and hear a few facts, and they just think, oh, it's impossible. I have people tell me all the time, say like, yeah, it was proven that the shot was impossible to make. And then they move on. I'm like, wait, back up there. Wait, how was it proven? What are you talking about? I just heard that. I mean, that's what I heard. Yeah, the FBI said that it couldn't be made. Well, when did they say that? Well, I don't know. That's what I heard.
So his claim was there's no way Lee Harvey could have acted alone and that the new Robert Kennedy killed.
No, it was that the mafia,
his uncle,
the CIA did it, and that Robert Kennedy, the old Robert Kennedy, not the new one,
yeah,
that he screwed over his brother, although he used a very vulgar term for it, I guess by going after the mafia. And that's what pissed off the mafia,
yeah.
And that's why they killed
JFK. I've heard
that, yeah. Yeah.
Makes
uh-huh,
sense.
Uh-huh. Makes a lot of sense, yeah. Uh-huh. Believe the boys got a couple. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Bert Kreischer, the
wow,
very famous
big.
Bert Kreischer.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:34 on The Ticket.